Coast Radio News for Friday, July 3rd, 2020. I'm George Henry. The 4th of July weekend will look a little different for Florence. The annual fireworks show on the Siuslaw River is canceled, and undoubtedly people will be looking for ways to celebrate. Florence Police Chief Tom Turner reminds citizens what their responsibility is.
A lot of people doing their driveway, doing the street in front of their house, all that kind of stuff is kind of expected. That's not a problem. It's when you get outside of that where you're using illegal fireworks.
Chief Turner says items like bottle rockets, Roman candles, and exploding fireworks are not legal and can also be a major fire danger. In addition, there is also quiet time in Florence, generally considered 10 p.m. Commander John Pitcher says that time is relaxed for Independence Day.
On the 4th of July, we give a little bit of leeway on that because that's normally when the fireworks start anyway. But once we get in that midnight range, it's time people's trying to get some sleep, and we start getting a lot of calls and a lot of complaints when it gets around midnight.
If you are going to be using fireworks, they also recommend that you keep a bucket of water on hand or a hose handy just in case. Another record high day for coronavirus cases in Oregon as we head into the holiday weekend. 375 new cases have been recorded in the state, and that includes 15 new cases for Lane County, bringing the Lane County total to 180 cases, with currently 62 infectious persons and one hospitalization. The official reporting by zip code data still shows Florence has less than 10 cases, and there's been no official results from Wednesday's free testing at the Florence Food Share. A 73-year-old Klamath County woman is the latest to fall victim to the virus. She tested positive on June 20th and died on Tuesday. If you've been using the Florence to Eugene connector, you will need to be aware that as of Sunday, they will be charging fares again. The one-way ticket price is $5. There is also changes coming to the route's schedule, and information can be located at link-lane.org. Former city councilor and mayor of Florence, Nola Xavier, passed away earlier this week. Xavier spearheaded the institution of the city's dog park. Public Works Director Mike Miller said that Xavier had come to him in 2011 saying she wanted to do something of significance to the community as part of a large volunteer project. Miller says she was a strong advocate for public works, and her husband Joe were also known for cooking meals, whether it was for volunteers or small groups. He says she will be remembered for her generosity. Another longtime South Coast community leader, Tom Timchuk, passed away this week from age-related issues. Timchuk served as Reedsport's mayor from 1969 to 1977 and served 8-plus terms on the board of Central Lincoln PUD. Timchuk also volunteered with Lower Umpqua Hospital and Meals on Wheels. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, July 3rd, 2020.